So, we are looking at a pretty baffling financial mystery today for this deep dive.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah, I mean, how does a brand new $29 million school project end up with literally zero students?
Just an empty building.
Right, a
Yeah.
ghost building. And then, on top of that, they are suddenly in desperate need for more cash just 2 years after launching.
It is a wild timeline.
It is. We are talking about the Public Finance Authority Educational Facility Revenue Bonds. Specifically, the Optima Classical Academy at Gladiolus Project.
Down in Fort Myers, Florida.
Exactly. And I want to be clear for you listening, this isn't just your standard municipal bond review.
Oh, not at all.
It is a real-time case study in distressed debt, operational failure, and what happens when a project just fundamentally changes midstream.
Yeah, the ground completely shifted under the investors here.
So to piece this all together, our dive today is built on a bunch of primary sources. We are looking at the original offering memorandums, various disclosure notices stretching from late 2023 all the way through early 2026.
And those financial non-compliance reports.
Oh, we will definitely get to the non-compliance reports.
Yeah.
Because the real twist in this story is that the original school completely failed to open. And now the bondholders are essentially betting on a totally different operator to save their entire investment.
Which is a terrifying position to be in if you bought these bonds back in 2023.
Right. Let's actually go back to that original dream, right? The Series 2023 issuance. Set the stage for us.
Sure. So, October 2023, the Public Finance Authority issues about $29.15 million in bonds.
This was split into two tranches, right?
Yeah, you had the Series 2023A, which was the big one, about $28.62 million. That was tax-exempt long-term debt maturing way out in 2058.
Standard long-dated muni paper.
Exactly. And then a tiny sliver of Series 2023B, which was taxable in short term, about $530,000.
And the goal here was super straightforward on paper.
Oh, yeah. The money was for Optima Classical Academy. It was supposed to be this K through 12 charter school in Fort Myers. The proceeds were for acquiring the land, construction, and outfitting a 71,000 square foot facility.
On roughly 9 acres of land.
8.85 acres, yeah.
So you look at the security package for this debt. If you are an investor, you're looking at what backs this up. They had a first mortgage on the land and the building.
Which feels safe. You know, you have hard real estate collateral.
Right. And they also had a pledge of gross revenues. Basically, the money the school gets from the state of Florida for every student enrolled.
The per pupil funding.
Yes. So the plan was simple. You build the school, you fill it with kids, you use that steady stream of state funding to pay back the bondholders.
Which works brilliantly until you don't fill it with kids.
And that brings us to the failure to launch, because the timeline of how this unraveled is just, it's
History
stunning.
is so
Right.
fast.
So in March 2024, things actually looked okay. The disclosures reported 279 accepted students.
Which is a totally viable starting class. You can open a school with that.
But then we hit May 2024,
Yeah.
and this is the oh moment.
The big one.
Parents get notified of delays. The school cites economic challenges and, notably, lingering instability from Hurricane Ian.
Which was a massive factor in that region. The construction market was a mess.
Definitely. But still, the school was supposed to open its doors in August 2024.
And what was the actual enrollment in August?
Zero. Absolutely zero.
Yeah, that is the cliff. That is the nightmare scenario for a single site project revenue bond.
So now we have this ghost building.
Right. The money was spent, the facility
But it has
exists.
just sat there, completely empty, for the entire 2024 to 2025 school year.
And if the doors aren't open, the state isn't sending you checks. You have a $29 million asset generating zero cash flow.
But you still have to pay for insurance, security, keeping the air conditioning running so it doesn't grow mold.
Florida humidity is not kind to empty buildings.
Exactly. Which leads to the massive pivot, the major development that really flips this whole investment upside down. The facility was sold.
The original operator is just out.
Yeah, Optima Classical Academy and their parent, the Classical Education Network, they are gone.
Wash their hands of it.
And the new operator steps in. Discovery Science Schools.
And I want you to think about what this means for the investors, because this is critical.
Right, your whole thesis just changed.
Completely. When you bought that bond, you analyzed the business plan of Optima. You looked at classical education demand.
You underwrote that specific management team.
Exactly. Now, your repayment depends entirely on Discovery Science Schools. a totally different curriculum, a totally different marketing strategy, and frankly, an unproven success rate in this specific troubled location.
You are betting on a science STEM school instead of a classical academy. It's a completely different demographic appeal.
And they are inheriting a mess.
Speaking of that mess, we have to talk about the financial band-aid they slapped on this thing. Because if the school didn't open, they had no revenue, which means a massive cash crunch.
The liquidity just evaporated.
Right. So in November 2025, they did something that should make any high-yield investor nervous. They issued more debt.
They had to.
$1.6 $3 million in Series 2025A senior secured bonds.
And let's be very clear about what that money was for.
It wasn't to build a new gym.
No, it wasn't for expansion. It was explicitly for working capital.
Which means keeping the lights on, paying administrative costs. It's essentially using a credit card to pay your mortgage. And the terms on this new debt are brutal.
Oh, the pricing is a massive red flag.
An 8.25% interest rate.
That is distressed pricing. That reflects incredibly high risk. The market is basically saying we demand a massive premium to lend you even a dollar right now.
But here is the kicker for the people holding the original 2023 bonds. This new debt is on parity with the 2023 bonds.
Parity. That is a scary word here.
It really is. It means if things go completely sideways and they have to liquidate, these new bondholders have an equal claim to the mortgage alongside the original investors.
You're diluting the recovery value for the folks who funded the actual building.
Just to buy a little more time.
And they needed that time because the original buffer was gone.
Right, the capitalized interest fund.
Yeah, usually these projects have a savings account baked in to pay the interest during the construction phase.
But that fund was only sized to last through June 1st, 2025.
Once they missed that August 2024 opening, that clock was ticking loudly.
And now that buffer is totally exhausted. The project is completely reliant on immediate revenue generation from Discovery Science Schools.
Which brings us to the risks. And honestly, looking at the disclosures, it is just a parade of red flags.
Let's walk through them. Risk number one is obviously that operator swap we just talked about.
Yeah, because while the gross revenue pledge is legally still in the documents, it's pointing to a brand new stream.
If Discovery can't recruit students, the bonds default. Plain and simple.
And our source data, the investment data scores, explicitly flag enrollment trends as a high impact risk factor here.
Which makes sense. But risk number two might be even worse. The information vacuum.
Oh, the transparency issues are glaring.
The borrower failed to file the fiscal year 2024 annual audited financial statements.
Just didn't file them.
And then they missed multiple quarterly financial reports throughout 2025 and into early 2026. The February and May reports, just missing.
You know, investing in a project that refuses to show you its bank statements is just, it's beyond a warning sign.
It's flying blind. If I am an investor and you ask me for an 8% working capital loan, but you won't show me your audit.
You have to assume the numbers are so bad they physically can't or won't produce them, or their back office is just completely broken.
Exactly. And then we hit risk number three. The economic and environmental headwinds.
The macro stuff.
Fort Myers has been absolutely hammered. You had Hurricane Ian in 2022.
Which was catastrophic.
Then Helene and Milton in 2024.
The recovery there is ongoing and exhausting.
And it affects the local economy. We look at the real estate data for Fort Myers from late 2025. It has turned into a hard buyer's market.
Home values dropped about 11.5% year over year.
And rents dropped nearly 12%.
Which tells you a lot about migration.
Right. If families aren't moving into the area, or worse, if they're moving out because of storm risk or insurance costs, filling a brand new school becomes incredibly difficult.
You need population growth for these charter models to thrive. If the pie is shrinking, you are fighting established schools for a smaller pool of kids.
And Discovery Science has to overcome the stigma of being the school that failed to open last year.
Parents talk.
Oh, they definitely talk. Which brings us to the fourth risk, the systemic Florida charter risks.
Yeah, the sources highlight this well. Florida charter schools often get significantly less capital funding than traditional public schools.
They operate on much thinner margins.
And there are inherent risks regarding these for-profit management companies that often control the real estate. They're businesses.
And businesses can fail. Which brings us to the numbers and the final verdict on this credit.
Let's talk covenants, because they made some strict promises when they borrowed this money.
They did. The debt service coverage ratio, the DSCR, they're required to hit 1.0 times coverage by fiscal year 2025.
Meaning they have to generate exactly enough cash to pay their debt obligations.
It scales up to 1.25 times by 2028.
Right, but think about the math here. They took on added high-yield debt with the Series 2025A bonds.
So their debt service costs went up.
And they had a year of zero revenue.
So hitting those targets requires Discovery Science Schools to be an immediate, out-of-the-park smash hit.
There is zero margin for a slow ramp-up. They need full enrollment on day one.
They also have a liquidity covenant. They must reach 60 days cash on hand by 2030.
Which feels like a lifetime away when you are borrowing money just to keep the lights on today.
Yeah, worrying about 2030 right now is like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic.
Absolutely. So let's look at the security assessment.
The ultimate downside protection.
Right. The bondholders still hold that first mortgage on the building.
But this is a special purpose asset.
It's a school. It has classrooms, wide hallways, maybe a cafeteria.
You can't just turn that into a tech startup office overnight.
No. If the school fails, who buys the building?
Another charter school operator?
Maybe. But you are trying to sell a specialized building in a market with declining home values where two previous operators have already stumbled.
You are going to take a massive haircut on that sale price.
So that $30 million in debt, the collateral might not actually cover it.
Which explains why the overall sentiment from the source material is explicitly rated as negative.
It has to be. The original business plan failed. The debt burden increased. Transparency is basically non-existent.
And the replacement operator is a massive variable.
It is a highly speculative workout situation now.
So to recap this whole saga, we have a $30 million bond issue for a school that simply never opened.
They sold the building to a completely new science school.
They stopped filing their financial reports.
And they had to borrow money at 8.25% just to survive the transition.
This serves as a massive reminder for anyone listening. Municipal bonds are not universally risk-free.
Far from it.
You are investing in a specific business, operating in a specific building. And if that business fails, your bond is just a legal claim on an empty hallway.
You are taking on equity-like operational risk, but your upside is capped at your interest rate.
And that leaves us with a pretty provocative final thought to mull over.
What's that?
The bondholders have this mortgage on the building. But with the Fort Myers housing market cooling down, population growth stalling, and the original operator washing their hands of it,
yeah,
it really begs the question, is the collateral of a highly specialized school building actually worth enough to cover $30 million in debt if this new science school doesn't work out?
Or are the bondholders just trapped holding the bag on a piece of real estate nobody wants?
Something to think about next time you look at a high-yield muni offering.
Read the fine print.
Always. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Gladiolus Project. We will catch you on the next one.